USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
The accused shooter in a mass shooting at a supermarket in Buffalo, New York, is in custody. Authorities say the 18-year-old white man drove hours to the predominantly black neighborhood north of downtown Buffalo, killing 10 people and wounding 3 in what authorities called a hate crime and racially motivated violent extremism. Among the dead, the store's security guard, whom Police Commissioner Joe Grimalia identified as a retired officer. He also called him a hero who interacted with the suspect.
Engaged the suspect, fired multiple shots, struck the suspect, but because he had heavily armored plating on, that bullet had no round.
11 of the 13 shooting victims are black. The man allegedly live-streamed his attack on the store. Local, state, and national authorities are involved in the investigation. They say that evidence indicating racial animosity has been acquired. This is USA Radio News.
Mike Lindell and MyPillow offering the BOGO extravaganza right now on a whole slew of MyPillow products. Now you can find all sorts of great deals on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillow, six-piece towel sets, Roll and Go Anywhere pillows, much more, all priced buy one, get one free. Go to MyPillow.com/USA, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and find you some great MyPillow products. They're all available. Oh, by the way, you can also get Mike's book absolutely free with any purchase, but you have to go to MyPillow.com/USA or call 1-800-951-8175 and make sure you use the promo code, the buy one, get one extravaganza, going on right now at MyPillow.com.
Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell and a delegation of GOP senators are the latest American officials to pay a visit to Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky. The visit comes as Ukrainian officials are negotiating with Russia to evacuate 60 medics and seriously wounded people from the besieged steel plant in Mariupol, the last sliver of resistance in the southern port city. According to a senior U.S. defense official, Ukrainian forces have gained ground in Kharkiv, pushing Russian troops north of the border. South Africa is experiencing a new surge of COVID cases driven by two subvariants of Omicron. They look like the original Omicron strain that was first identified late last year. The country has seen an increase in cases and a somewhat higher number of hospitalizations, but no increases in severe cases and death. A health expert says they don't want to call it a wave because it's early in the increase period. They add the actual number of new cases is probably much higher because the symptoms are mild and many who get sick are not getting tested. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Bingo fun fact number 6. Americans spend over $90 million weekly on bingo. Why? When you can play Bingo Treasure for free. Go to BingoRadioUSA.com. Play from any device, your smartphone, tablet, or computer. The account is free. The play is free. Play one card. Play more. Chat with other players. Meet new friends. All free at BingoRadioUSA.com. That's BingoRadioUSA.com. Bingo from any device. Hurry. Free accounts are limited.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says it's a problem that needs to be addressed now, and Republicans are attacking the Democratic administration. Both are discussing the nationwide baby formula shortage.
President Biden is defending his administration's response to the baby formula shortage in the United States. When asked by a reporter on Friday if he should have taken steps sooner, the president said,
"If we'd been better mind readers, I guess we could have, but we moved as quickly as the problem became apparent to us, and we have to move with caution as well as speed."
Brian Deese, top White House economic advisor, admitted that the administration knew about the baby formula supply issue back in February. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas says the leak of a draft opinion that suggests the court is about to overturn Roe v. Wade has changed the institution. At a conference in Dallas Friday evening, he says that the trust within the institution that he's a part of is now gone.
And when you lose that trust, especially in the institution that I'm in, it changes the institution fundamentally. You begin to look over your shoulder. It's like kind of an infidelity.
Thomas, the longest-serving member of the court, added that what happened is tremendously bad. The Dow, NASDAQ, and S&P 500 closed higher on Friday, but it was another losing week overall on Wall Street. Listen anywhere at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns.